Hello?
Okay. Hello, everybody. I am live right now. So, anybody wants to join in, stuff like that, we will be talking much about any sports. I'll wait for like a minute because I know some people like to comment what sports they want to do. So, for now, we'll just listen to this music. I don't know if you guys can hear about this. Okay, let's do this. We don't got anybody in yet, but you will go live right now. So today we will be talking about a really cool story I just found out on. It's about Bartolo Colon. And, well, he used to play for the New York Mets, the Texas Rangers, the Mariners at one point. I don't know, but he's thinking about coming back into the major leagues. 46-year-old Bartolo Colon. Yes, you heard it. 46-year-old. I don't know who the oldest to ever play baseball is. Like, the oldest person to ever play baseball. I don't know who that is. But I will find that out. Actually, I could see this here. Okay. Oh, Satchel Paige was the oldest. Wow. How old is he to play? Some of the oldest were like, oh, wow. Some of like 49. Satchel was. Yeah, Satchel Paige. Wow, that's incredible. Satchel Paige was 59 years old to play in the major leagues. That is cool. Now, imagine you have gray hair, you're walking like, hey, honey, and you're like, oh, hi. And then like, I'm just gonna go to work now. She's like, wow, you are almost 60 years old and you're still playing ball. That is fantastic, in my opinion. That's good for him. It's really cool that he pursued his dream and this he never stopped. So, I'm gonna pause for him. Yeah. Woo. Okay. So even though Bartolo hasn't like thrown a pitch in the majors since September 2018, I think he's like 46 years old, not thinking about retirement. Colon hopes to pitch one more big league season, and if given the choice, it would be with, you heard it first here, the New York Mets. I thought that last year I would maybe have the opportunity, Colon said on a video call with ESPN. I know that if it didn't happen last year, this year would be less likely. I'm getting older, and the game is all about the young pitchers coming up. When you get older, teams no longer really need your services, Colon, who has pitched 21 seasons and won 247 games, said His time with the Mets from 2014 to 16 held some of his fondest memories. He really highlighted the clubhouse environment and the Mets' young pitching staff, particularly Noah Syndergaard, who anointed him Big Sexy, which became the title of his recently released autobiography. That Mets team was really something special, Bartolo said. I played with 10 teams, but this with the Mets, the way all those players treated me, how the entire franchise treated me, from the front office to the kitchen staff, it was amazing. And the Mets fans are the best. Thank you, being a Mets fan myself. And in the beginning, when they laughed at me every time my helmet fell off, at first I felt uncomfortable. When I saw how much the fans enjoyed it, I asked for a bigger batting helmet so that it would fall more, because it was so much funny. It was so much fun for them, he added. If it was up to me, I would retire with the Mets. I would like my career to end in New York. In this book, Big Sexy, in his own words, Colon also addressed his 2012 suspension. Oh, what's up, Ronnie? Ron, 2001, entered the live studio. That's cool. Where was it up to? Oh, yeah. If it was up to me, I would retire with the Mets. I would like my career to end in New York. In this book, Big Sexy, in his own words, Colon also addressed his 2012 suspension for his performance enhancing drugs and the embarrassment of having to admit it to his family. That's the most difficult thing for me, was that Sunday when I got to the call, I tested positive, which was very embarrassing, Colon said. The day his suspension was about to be announced, he called his dad, actually, and that he tested positive. And I can't believe that the reaction that his dad could have been. Because, like, if his dad, imagine going up to your dad and saying, okay, I took drugs in the major leagues. I don't think your dad or anybody's dad would be happy about that. I think they'd be pretty ashamed, very ashamed probably. And I think that if it was my dad that I would say that, it would be very hard to say that. And I would get ashamed. I would be very ashamed of myself and all that. And especially Colon being like 38 years old, going up to his dad and saying, okay, I took drugs. I cheated in the MLB. That is probably a very sad statement to tell your dad and stuff like that. And I wouldn't want to be him in that situation. Colon, Colon called his IQ the most difficult moment of his career and thanked the Yankees for giving him the opportunity to return to baseball the next year. Colon, who turns 47, I think, let's see, Bartolo's birthday, Bartolo Colon. Oh, yeah. Colon's birthday is actually in 4 days, so he turns 47, I think, this week. And he went on to play another 6 seasons, eventually surpassing, like, I think it's Nick Carone, Dennis Martinez, as the winningest Latino pitcher of all time. Pretty, pretty high achievement. Signing with the Yankees was, like, something special because they were the ones that brought me back, thanks to Tony Pena. They were the ones who gave me a chance, said Colon. When manager Joe Girardi called me into his office and said, we have a role for you, but it would be as a reliever. So that's kind of hard, like, going off as a starting pitcher with the Mets and other teams. You're a starting pitcher, and they say you're going to bump you down a reliever. That was kind of the situation for some other pitchers this year. Like, I can name that Jason Vargas was in the Mets starting rotation this year, very early in the season, and then he got traded mid-season, and then, like, he started getting bumped down to a reliever to come in because, and they started switching him with Seth Lugo because Seth Lugo had a very good season and Vargas was doing very bad. So they traded him, actually, but that was kind of the case with him. They were the ones who gave me a chance, he said. When manager George Girardi called me into the office and said, we have a role for you, but it won't be as a reliever. I told Tony to tell him that I would accept whatever role they had for me, and Girardi said to go home and think about it overnight, and I said, I did not have to think about it at all. All I wanted to be in the major leagues, even as a bat boy, Colon said. For Colon, that feeling remained. If I had the opportunity, I would play in any league, go anywhere, he said. If any major league team wants an old man, I'll be available, he said. So what I got out of that was that the New York Mets, I don't think they need Colon. I would love to see Colon come back to the Mets, honestly. Maybe even as a bat boy, like he said. But he'd probably be a reliever if he comes in. But I remember that Colon home run in San Diego. I remember that very, very, very fondly. I might actually pull it up here. I don't know if you guys can hear it that well, but let's see. No, I can't pull it up. But it was in San Diego. It was very, very eventful. Like, I remember Gary Cohen had the best call that day. It was like something like Bartolo, Bartolo. And like everybody was just so pumped. Even the crowd in San Diego was pumped. Because you could see how Colon, just the impact he had on the major league. Maybe some in a funny way, like me and stuff like that. But he didn't mind. He played along with it, which I like. That you could. I know some people that play along with jokes that are on them, which is very good character in somebody. Because if somebody makes fun of you and then they laugh about you, joke about you, who cares? If you could just play along with them, that doesn't get. Then they will then be like, okay, it's not gonna be funny to them anymore, and they'll just walk away. They won't annoy you again. It's a good feeling if you can do that. So let's see. Oh yeah, I also have another interesting segment. I will be right back in 10 seconds. Okay, so I have a very interesting segment here. So I know I never knew this, and I don't know if anybody did. You can honestly comment down below if you heard about this, because I would really like to know if anybody heard about this. LeBron James really once considered playing for the Dallas Cowboys as Jerry Jones offered him a contract. How insane is that? How insane is that? That blows my mind. That LeBron James, arguably one of the greatest basketball player of all time. I don't know about you guys. You guys can write down in the comments who's your favorite basketball player of all time. LeBron James is mine. My favorite basketball player of all time. I think he's the best of all time. I discussed this in my last podcast that top 15 best all NBA players, my opinion, that who was the best of all time. And it's between LeBron and Michael Jordan. And LeBron has been playing since 2003, I think it is. 17 years. Still puts up amazing stats. Still in the top six players a season, top five players a season, my opinion, stats and everything. How Michael Jordan started dying out after like 1999. Came back for like five more seasons and started like dying out. Like LeBron, he's waiting till Bronny Jr. comes out in the league and he'll still be good. I don't know how old LeBron is. I think he's probably like late 30s. I don't know. But I'm just saying, nobody else can do that, nobody else could do what he did. So I'm just saying, so it was incredible how he does that, how he still keeps the same stats that he kept 17 years ago. I think he's 33, actually. I don't know. He's 35. So it's just amazing how he keeps the same stats and all that. You guys can comment. I would love to hear who's your favorite basketball player or anybody. And I would think who's the best of all time, because I really do think LeBron is the best. I don't know, but he is the best. Like, nobody can keep that up. So I'll wait for you guys if you want to write down something below. But for now, I'll just keep on talking. LeBron James, he was once, I think, an all-state football player in high school. Yes, he was. And one really can't help but wonder what would have happened if one of the greatest basketball players of all time to ever walk the earth eventually suited up for or even played another sport than dominating the NBA. LeBron really never had the chapter in his storied career, unlike Michael Jordan did in the year he spent with minor league baseball's Birmingham Barons. But he was close. Like, he was close to being the Michael Jordan of baseball, which Michael Jordan did not do that good. But he was very, but he just came, they both would be coming off playing. Well, who knows if he would ever be playing basketball? Who knows if Jordan would ever be playing, I mean, LeBron would ever be, whatever, playing basketball. So that would be shocking to me. Actually, you want to hear something fascinating? In 127 games, Michael Jordan had 3 home runs, which is kind of sad. It's kind of sad. Oh, thank you, Bron, 2001, for staying with me. Really, thank you. I appreciate it, man. Everybody else left, but you're still here, so that really means a lot to me. It's only my second podcast, so it means a lot. I'd like to know, what are your thoughts if LeBron played any other sports? What do you think? It's like, it's crazy. It's really crazy if he did anything else. To me, it's very crazy. So, when the NBA was kind of in the midst of a lockout in 2011, James toyed with the idea of giving football a shot. He was being recruited by Ohio State when he played for St. Vincent and St. Mary's. Certainly gave James the urge to consider a career change, at least for a bit. I had no idea how long the lockout was going to be, and myself and my trainer, where we really started to actually train to be a football player, James said. I think it was on Uninterrupted Monday night. Yes, it was. We started to clock our time in the 40. We started to add a little bit more to our bench presses and things of that nature. Training to be a football player, obviously. And James, a noted Dallas Cowboy fan, never actually went through with the career change and decided to stick with basketball, which I think is definitely the best option. There's an interesting twist to the story as James' longtime friend and business partner, Maverick Carter, admitted Cowboys owner Jerry Jones actually offered James a contract. Think about your favorite team in the NFL. You're thinking about going to the NFL, but you really love basketball too, and you get offer from your favorite team. Never having the ability to finish my high school career playing like my senior year, I have dreams of all the time about playing football. James said, it's crazy because I actually never run on the field in my dreams. It always gets to the point where I'm either in the locker room or getting dressed to thinking about it or seeing the fans, James said. As soon as I am about to run onto the field, something else happens in my dream. Something always happens like that. It's a pretty reasonable dream, honestly. Whether LeBron would have been a success in football is another story, but he has the build for the game at 6'9", 250 pounds, Los Angeles Clippers head coach Doc Rivers even said LeBron would have been the greatest football player ever if he would have stuck with sport. James had 57 receptions for 1,160 yards and 16 touchdowns in his junior season as a wide receiver. His last year playing football, a wrist injury in AAU basketball that summer forced James to sit out playing football his entire senior year, as he was a year away from the NBA. Football may have been a missed opportunity for LeBron, but he turned out all right with a basketball career, in my opinion. Actually, turned out perfectly with a basketball career. Winning three NBA titles, becoming the league's third all-time leading scorer, and becoming a global icon proved James made the right decision. So that's that story that I really wanted to cover for you guys right now. Thank you, Bron2001, for tuning in still. Thank you, man. Really appreciate it. And so it's just been really fun doing these podcasts and stuff like that. And I will be right back. I really just gotta get you water. So right back. Oh, what's up, Blake? Back. Okay, so I am back and I'm ready to talk about stuff. So, what do you guys want to talk about first? Honestly, it'd be cool. Okay, so I'm back, and we still don't got any listeners on, so be right back. Okay, guys, so I will be back in one second. Don't worry. And this has been great. And enough here. I have things to do, but I will be back. So I will be back for another podcast.